Well, global stock markets today affected by the closure of the New York Stock Exchange as a safety precaution as the city prepares for the arrival of Hurricane Sandy. Indeed, it's the first time in 30 years that the weather has forced a full-day closure on Wall Street. Let's get the thoughts of James Hughes from the trading floor of Alpari. James, this is a blow to markets.
Yes, it is a blow to markets. Of course, whenever we get a national holiday in the US, we tend to find that the volume in the UK and Europe, so the amount of trades going through, drastically reduces, and the markets tend to be a bit more quiet. We don't get the volatility, we don't get the volume through, and it's almost like the Europe has a day off when the US have a day off. Now, that's when, of course, it's a national holiday. This is a forced closure from the New York Stock Exchange. So in the US, the markets will be closed, and initially they were going to be closed for live trading, physically trading in the New York Stock Exchange. However, it's now closed for everything, so even the electronical trading is not going to happen today. And it could be the fact that it's not only today they're closed, but it also could be tomorrow that they're closed, depending on what sort of impact Hurricane Sandy does end up having over there in New York. So, I mean, it is a big blow for the markets. We have seen the markets a little bit lower on the back of it. They are a little bit more negative, and the volume isn't exactly there at the moment.
I suppose a lot of people will be thinking, well, if it's just today, we can cope with that. The worry is it's tomorrow as well, and possibly even beyond that. We don't quite know how long this hurricane is going to hover over the area, do we? But anything more than one day is serious business, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the big thing for a lot of trading companies is the fact that you want the volume in the market. You want people to be trading, and if the trades aren't going through, then there's money isn't being made, basically. So whenever you see this where something happens, or there is a holiday, or the US is closed for any particular reason, you do tend to get things really do slow down. And if this is just one day of a loss of money is one thing, but 2 days in the current global economy, in the global situation, is a pretty big deal.
And the backdrop is the American presidential election as well, which is almost a surreal time, isn't it, really, because they want to get on with that, and that's going to affect markets next week when we finally get the result of that. I mean, do you know which way the markets are hoping? I suppose they tend to like, don't they? They tend to like things to stay as they are, really. And will markets be hoping for an Obama win?
Yeah, I mean, I think the markets hate uncertainty, and that's the one thing that a lame duck president leaves. When, of course, if Barack Obama does lose the election, then he will still be in power until January the 20th, when Mitt Romney would be sworn in. So there would be a period where we'd be in limbo, if you like, and no one likes that sort of uncertainty when there's a changeover. And as you say, the markets don't tend to like change, and like to see things staying nice and stable in the way they are. And I think that's going to be the big fear. I mean, it's very tight, this election at the moment. And, of course, before we've seen Obama in the lead, we've seen Mitt Romney in the lead. And I think it's very close to call. And I think, as you say, the markets don't necessarily enjoy that so much. So you've got the loss of money for today and possibly tomorrow. And, of course, next week the US will come to a complete standstill because of the election.
And any indication, apart from the uncertainty factor, as to, you know, which of the two candidates some of the big financial operators in the world would prefer? I mean, some might think will it be obviously a Republican, but not necessarily.
I think you're right. I mean, I think there's so much uncertainty over everything economic-wise, and there's been an overall feeling, of course, that Barack Obama hasn't done a fantastic job with the U.S. economy. And we've also got this big issue about this the U.S. fiscal cliff, as it's called, this big tech taxation issue, which is hanging over us coming into the end of the year. And what we basically need is we need the Republicans and the Democrats to agree on an area, taxation, which has notoriously been a place where they've been so far apart. Not only do we need them to agree something by the end of the year on that, but we also need them to agree it when they're fighting tooth and nail in an election.
Very interesting times. James
indeed.
Hughes, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.